It's Hit 102.5 as we celebrate the arrival of the Caramel M&M. If you've tried it, give us a call 13 12 16. I'm going to have to get some across the weekend for sure. But the Caramel M&M, oh, it sounds good. And it's got me researching, especially since I'm lucky enough to do a trip to the States in January, the different flavors that are over there, because I've realized that the States have an unbelievable amount of M&M flavors, way more than we'd ever dream of. They've had caramel for ages and we're just getting it, which is disappointed. So we need to make the push. So it has inspired today's top five, which is the top five M&M flavors we need to bring down under.
Number five.
Coming in at fifth spot, Aaron flavored. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what Aaron is, but I'm curious. Is it a person? It's spelled A-R-O-N. Is that Aaron? Poor Aaron has become a flavor of M&M.
You done messed up, Aaron!
Number four.
Coming in at fourth spot, pretzel-flavored M&Ms. Pretzel-flavored M&Ms. I love pretzels. Can you imagine, like, it'd be a salty, bready sort of, I don't know how, would it, is that just basically like the crispy M&Ms? We don't know because we don't have it yet. Let's bring it down under.
Number three.
The bronze medal for the M&M flavors we need to bring down under is gingerbread. Now, I've eaten gingerbread bickies for absolute years. I actually haven't had them for ages, but ate them through my whole youth. I absolutely love gingerbread. Turns out that they have used that bicky flavor, got it deep into the flavor of an M&M, and you can buy over in the States gingerbread flavored M&Ms, but we just don't have them here. Need to bring them.
Number two.
The second spot for today is birthday cake flavored M&Ms. Birthday cake flavored. Now, this is a little bit vague because this could be a range. There's not just one birthday cake. You've got your Betty Crocker chocolate. You've got English tea, if that's what you want for your birthday cake. You've got the Freddo ice cream cake, which everyone loves. You've got Viennetta ice cream cake. You've got how many different birthday cakes are there that you have a choice of? And they've managed to get this into one humble little M&M flavor. We got to try it. We got to try it.
Number one.
The top spot today, which it could be questionable for those who don't like coffee, but this is my top spot of M&M flavors we need to bring down under. It is the coffee nut flavor. So there is a coffee nut inspired M&M. How amazing does that sound? It doesn't have too much caffeine in it, apparently, but enough to get you a little bit excited. Can you imagine eating a packet of M&Ms, getting the enjoyment of that, a little delicious flavor of coffee, and you get your morning coffee hit from it? Oh my goodness, I would be 170 kilos in about a month.
Hit Breakfast with JB.